Yes, and now we are going to make radio for the people on the inside of the walls. The show is called About Breaking In and Breaking Out and Strategies Against Architecture. The prison of Aarhus, Aarhus Arresthus, is placed right next to Kunsthal Aarhus from where we are transmitting. And we will, by means of radio waves, break into the prison and transmit auditory break-ins and break-outs for the people on the inside of the walls. They know that we are transmitting radio to them. Some days ago we were... Oh, there's a strange feedback here. we sent in some flyers for the people in the prison, and they got some posters, and just half an hour ago we have been out with the banner and shouting in, so shouting to the people inside, and they have been shouting out at us, and yeah, we know you're sending to us. So so now I'll give the microphone to Sasha. Here you go.
Radio for the people behind the walls.
About breaking in and breaking out.
And strategies against architecture.
Hello, my name is Sasha, and I send now for the people in prison here in Aarhus. I think you are 66 people there, and we have now, I think, 70 minutes fun together. And I will try in English because I'm from Hamburg, and I will try. My English is not so the best, and no. Let's have fun together, and yeah, let's start with a jingle, and after this some dubstep sounds, and then have a look.
Radio for the people behind the walls.
And strategies against architecture.
And strategies against architecture.
Aki.
And strategies against architecture.
Ich kann's nicht, es tut mir leid.
And strategies against architecture.
Yeah.
Hello, this is a temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. We are sending to the people in jail or prison here in Aarhus, and the first thing we want sent a short card is about the subculture in prison and some tools how to be there, or if you want, it's I think these are nice tools, and I found it on YouTube, and I laughed because of the first of the entry of the video. Okay, let's start with.
The general public, specifically young adults, have no concept of what it would be like to be in prison. If you were to go to prison, you would suffer from cultural shock, and you would have to adapt rapidly to survive. Prison culture is all about survival. This is referred to as the inmate code.
Prisoners follow five basic rules. Do not inform on your fellow prisoners, do not trust staff, help fellow inmates, show your loyalty to other inmates, and share what you have. Prisoners who inform authority about other inmates are labeled as snitches and will usually pay the price for snitching on other inmates. Do not trust staff. Inmates are to never trust anybody in prison, mainly because they cannot trust themselves. Help fellow inmates. The only thing prisoners have is other prisoners, so they must use each other to get by day by day. Show your loyalty to other inmates. Showing that you're loyal to other inmates shows that you can be trusted, and being trusted by other inmates can get you a long way in prison. And share what you have. Share what you have in prison and other inmates will share with you.
The art of prison inmates is a huge deal, considering inmates have so much time on their hands. Prisoners have made some of the most elaborate paintings and sculptures out of some of the most unusual materials. Inmates use soap to carve sculptures. They use toilet paper and form it together to make different designs. Or like here, where a prisoner by the name of Mike McCormick used deodorant and toilet paper to make this eyeball. Some prisons even have art classes so prisoners can do something useful and creative with their time.
Prisoners make leather goods like you see here for holding mace and handcuffs, or they fabricate bags like shown to help get money to support their families. Prisoners often get creative and use the resources around them to make stuff like dice out of mashed up toilet paper, or chess pieces carved out of rocks, or even dominoes out of bars of soap. A form of art that is illegal in prison but still happens is tattooing. Now, prisoners do not have a supply of ink or tattooing guns, so they have to get by somehow. They use ink from pens or ink from toners from copy machines. Another way they can get ink if they do not have a resource like this is they burn baby oil in their sink with a paper bag over it as a hood. The hood collects soot, which they collect, grind up, and mix with liquid to make ink.
Prison tattooing is the practice of creating and displaying tattoos in a prison environment. They are often used to portray gang membership and are often used as a form of code and have hidden meanings. However, due to the lack of proper equipment and sterile environments in the prison, the practice possesses health risks.
Inmates are even doing dangerous things like tattooing the whites of their eyeballs.
And now, people? Yeah. Hello. And now, people inside, if you want, take a pencil. I want to invite you for an exhibition about culture in prison in Hamburg. I do in summer another project in a prison, and I will bring stories, painting, drawing from Denmark and Hamburg together. You can send me what you want. What could be your contribution? Think about it by the next song. It calls Prison Culture by Chichans. In video, there's a man is doing a graffiti. But first, I will give you my address, and I hope you have a pencil, and I start. It's Sascha, S-A-S-C-H-A, Mustermann, M-U-S-T-E-R-M-A-N-N. Sascha Mustermann at Freie Kunstschule Hamburg. Freie F-A-I-I-E Kunstschule K-U-N-S-T-S-C-H-U-L-E
STSCHULE, Kunstschule Hamburg. HAMBURG, Hamburg. At Friedensallee 44. FRIEDENSALLE 44. Friedensallee 44. In 22765 Hamburg. 22765 Hamburg in Germany. Do it. And now a song. And you can think about what there will be.
Тя от основна цел живот е да отидат на кафе. И не съм от мнение. тези квартал по газет. Също на което етап вчера е купил БМВ. Днес решил да записва рап парче, за да сваля джаме пейките, които облечени абсурдно живеят с идеал да бъдат парцал без морал и без фантазия. Някаква селска инвазия, но до кога това безобразие ще живеем лудо разнообразие? Или ще остане в този карнавал, управляван от мозък застоял, един фестивал на хора без лутен потенциал? Живеем в затвор, 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 живеем в затвор. Край.
Hello, people behind the walls. Now there comes a story, a short story about prison of society. And let me tell. On Thursday, the 4th August 2011, the police shot Marc Dugan down. He sat in a taxi on his way home to Broadwater Farm, a space with social flats in London, Tottenham. I live there too. Marc Dugan was a father of four children. The people in Broadwater Farm, most are Afro-Caribbean, say, if you are from Broadwater Farm, the police want to catch you every day. Don't leave the space. If you do it, they will get you. They catched Marc Dugan, and after this, he was dead. 2 days later, because of Marc's death, there was a sit-in of protest, organized for Mark's family, friends, and organized people. The police reacted unrespectfully and totally repressive, and the protest ended in a brutality police action against a 16-year-old girl. After this, demonstrants were fury, and in the night they attacked a police station, police cars, and an empty sightseeing bus, got damaged and flamed. Press photographs were attacked and people relieved their technical pieces caused by telling not the whole story and lies. In this moment, the daily repression, the daily fear of the cops, the daily feeling of uselessness, the unemployed, the social struggle, the 4 million video cameras, and all the open and hidden limits collapsed. A new maxim was born. I want to have it. I can't have it. And so I take it. The riots were growing up. Lots of people came to our space to support us, mobilized by Twitter. Day after, the riots starts in Nottingham, Manchester, Bristol, Gloucester, Liverpool, Birmingham, and lots of quarters in London. And they were just the tip of the iceberg of a deep-seated anger grown up over many years. It was a coming out of the stories about classification. The police strategies used like anti-revolt tactic in Northern Ireland. First step, doing nothing, till there's totally chaos, only to declare the state of emergency. Let's say, look, what do you want? Totally chaos or sorry, totally chaos or our authority regime of law and order. In the beginning, it looks like we win, and police were attacked, but they let the things drift. British nationalists organized crime watches, and the middle class wants the totally control of the white kids. Muslims and Sikhs united on street for fighting the kids, and for the British politics, best picture of integration and democracy. Haha, look at story of Pakistan and India and what they have done. But then, somebody tilled out. He drove his car and three kids, and after they were dead, it was time for police for striking back with full power. And while every TV channel sent it, the father of one of the kids, with his justifiable request for peace, the first people get arrested. Over 2,000 people were put in jail. Even 13-year-old kids were hunted by photos in newspapers, TV, and flat screens outside. Collectively, punishment of families
which were thrown out of their houses and flats and get cut their social benefits. Welcome back to prison of society with its open and hidden limits. If we want to talk about prison, let's talk about prison of society. If we want to beat down prisons, we have to beat down the logic of punishment, authority, and the logic of capitalism and exploitation.
Trop vite, quand des adultes volent ton enfance, pas imagine un mur et un poli de rage. Car impossible est cette paix d'en voulu la rage. De voir autant de CRS armés dans nos rues. La rage de voir ce putain de monde s'auto-détruire. Et que ce soit toujours des innocents au centre des tirs. La rage, car c'est l'homme qui a créé chaque mur. Ses barricades et béton, est-il peur de la nature. La rage, car il a oublié qu'il en faisait partie. Des harmonies profondes, mais dans quel monde la colombe est partie. La rage, d'être autant balafré par les pécans des normes. Et puis la rage, ouais la rage, d'avoir la rage depuis qu'on est mort. Jusqu'au bout et là on veut bien nous mener la vie. On pourra plus taire ni s'asseoir. Dorénavant on tiendra prêt. Parce qu'on a la rage, le cœur et la foi. On restera debout quoi qu'il arrive. D'aller jusqu'au bout et là on veut bien nous mener la vie. Rien ne pourra plus nous arrêter. Insoumis, sage, marginal, humaniste ou révolté. La rage, parce qu'on choisit rien et qu'on subit tout le temps. Et vu que leurs choix sont bancales, et ben tout équilibre fout le camp. La rage, car l'irréparable s'entasse depuis un bout de temps. Car qu'est-ce qu'on attend pour se mettre debout et foutre le bouclier. La rage, c'est tout ce qui nous laisse façon. Vivre et de vivre l'instant présent, de choisir son futur libre et sans leur cri d'oppression. La rage, car c'est la merde et que ce monde y adhère. Et parce que tous leurs chants OGM stérilisent la terre. La rage, pour qu'un jour l'engrenage soit brisé. La rage, car trop lisse vérité sur leur écran télévisé. La rage, car ce monde ne nous correspond pas. Nous nourrissent de forêts pour placer leur rempart. La rage, car ce monde ne nous correspond pas. Où Babylone s'engraisse pendant qu'on crève en bas. Parce qu'on a la rage, on restera debout quoi qu'il arrive. D'aller jusqu'au bout et mais de crise aille s'entourer. Parce qu'ils n'entendent jamais les cris lorsque le sang coule. La rage, car c'est le pire que nous frôlons. La rage, car l'Occident n'a toujours pas ôté sa tenue de colon. La rage, car le mal tape sans cesse trop. Et que ne sont plus mises au bout du jour. Tant de grands apports ancestraux. La rage, trop de mensonges et de secrets gardés. L'élite de nos états, riche de vérité pouvant changer l'humanité. La rage, car ils ne veulent pas que ça change. À faire regarder leur pouvoir et nous manipuler comme leurs anges. La rage, car on croit aux anges et qu'on a choisi de marcher avec eux. La rage, parce que mes propos dérangent. Faut aucun la rage du peuple, ébullition, la rage, voilà la rage ou l'essence de la révolution. On restera debout quoi qu'il arrive. D'aller jusqu'au bout et là on veut bien nous mener la vie. On pourra plus taire ni s'asseoir. Dorénavant on tiendra prêt parce qu'on a la rage, le cœur et la foi. On restera debout quoi qu'il arrive. D'aller jusqu'au bout et là on veut bien nous mener la vie. Rien ne pourra plus nous arrêter. Insoumis, sage, marginal, humaniste ou révolté. On restera debout quoi qu'il arrive. D'aller jusqu'au bout et là on veut bien nous mener la vie. Sur ce monde, la résistance de demain, à la veille d'une révolution.
Yo, thank you, Johanna. And now, as here was a radio show. With the title what do I want and how can I get it, and I thought about it, and there was a time, and it was a long time, I thought I want to do hip hop, and it was, I don't know, I go on hip-hop concerts and look there, and the whole time, I want to do, but I don't start. I don't know, what was it? And after 5 years, and I think for before 4 weeks, I start with my first hip-hop song, but I began to write, and then now I have to learn my flow and something like this, and I learned in the morning today under the shower, and I'm happy to do, and so I think we have to do it what we want, okay, I really want, and then do it, and now here comes the shower hip-hop.
So, taking a shower on Sunday the 5th May in 2030. Oh, it's great. Some little hip-hop vocals. Liegt der Sinn darin, unendlich zu beginnen und der Hölle dessen Schauen zu entrinnen? Am Anfang fragte ich mich noch, was ist das für ein Spiel? Doch es ist viel, viel, viel mehr, denn Krieg liegt halt so schwer. Und ich wünschte mir so sehr, mit Freiheit zu experimentieren, die Onanieren, es miteinander zu probieren, nicht nur auf dem Fernseher zu stieren und zu kassieren, einfach mal zusammen zu verlieren. Doch irgendwann fehlte dann Zeit und Raum, zuerst glaubte ich es kaum. Meine Träume platzen wie Schaumblasen, immer nur die gleichen Phrasen von Freiheit, doch wer sie sich nimmt, weiß. Denn die gegenwärtige soziale Organisation bringt dir dafür entgegen nur den blanken Hohn, und du merkst es schon, als kleines Kind recht geschwind, wenn deine Eltern nur am Schatten sind. Doch irgendwann eröffnete ich den Dialog, der oft Lot und Betrug und den falschen Sog entwickelte. Doch dazwischen immer wieder diese feinen Stimmen. Lass uns was anderes beginnen, zum Beispiel nach oben schwingen oder in die Tiefe gehen, bloß nicht auf der Stelle stehen, diese widerliche Verwertungslogik sehen. Und wir bemerken, von Freiheit kann nur in Freiheit geredet werden dann. Was nützen die Fragen, wenn ich nicht frei darauf antworten kann, wenn sich die genannte Frage falsch stellt und somit logischerweise die falsche Antwort dazu gesetzt. Oh, wie bestellt, fällt mir dann auf, da gebe ich doch schon lange keine Antwort mehr. In offener Feindschaft bildet euch und bildet Banden. In offener Feindschaft bildet Rätsel und Verbände. In offener Feindschaft bildet euch und bildet Banden. In offener Feindschaft bildet Räte und Verbände. Nach einer langen Phase von Reflexion war die logische Konsequenz daraus schlicht und einfach direkte Aktion. Und schon kann deine Arbeit klonen, fühle ich mich nur noch halb so krank. Schauen wir doch mal alle zusammen in den Werkzeugschrank. Werkzeug Nummer 1. Bist du dabei, wirst du wirklich frei. Du bist der erste Ort der Veränderung. Da machst du einen Quantensprung. Schärfe deine Sprache, deine Sinne und beginne dein Geist als Form anzusehen und lass es mit den Taten zusammengehen, dann werden wiederum. Werkzeug Nummer 3. Oh no, Werkzeug Nummer 2.
Ist noch nicht fertig.
Schling, pflanze, analysiere und probiere. Die kapitalistische Verwertungslogik durchdringend und sehr beschwingend hat sich schon manch einer persönlich befreit. Und siehe da, auf einmal hast du wirklich wieder Zeit. Werkzeug Nummer 3. Nun, folgt die destruktiven Phasen. Wir greifen an die kapitalistischen Blasen, lassen Luft raus, wie aus Polen reifen und begreifen, wenn wir mehr schweifen, 20.000 Ziele zum Angreifen. Parallel dazu lässt es mir keine Ruhe, die freie Gesellschaft zu denken, mich dahin zu lenken, manchmal auch verrenkend und umschwenken, denn es gibt keinen Masterplan, diesen Weg können wir nur miteinander befahren und das größte Problem, den Sprung von hier dann nach... Werkzeug Nummer 4. Nicht zwingend in Massen bewegen, nicht mehr als 3 bis 4 Freundinnen zu geben, den Grundgedanken von hunderten Splittergruppen hegen, eine schnelle Abkehr vom Ort des Geschehens bringt dann den Segen. Werkzeug Nummer 5. Hör doch mal zu und lass den Macho-Scheiß. Hör doch mal wirklich hin, was die andere was. Lass uns zusammen Häuser besetzen, das Gute in den verschiedenen Gedanken miteinander vernetzen und alle zusammen gegen die Repression, denn alleine schafft es keiner, das weißt du doch schon. Boah. Und now there's come cold water. Woohoo! Okay.
There's coming some cold water. Yeah, hello. I'm sorry there have been so short cuts in the record, but no problem. A little piece. And now we come to the King of Escape. His name is Lars Hitchison. He was the brain behind the legendary escape from Vrislöslil. I don't know. Oops. It's okay. So
Vrislöslil Fengsel.
Yeah, thank you. Cool. And where 13 people escape by driving a bulldozer into the walls of a prison. Another legendary story of Lars was his breaking out in the prison of Nyborg. He escaped through a hole every evening and came back for breakfast. And now I think Louise can tell us about something more about this story in Danish for
you. Hej alle sammen. Jeg har lige stået og råbt til jer med et stort banner. Jeg fik kontakt med nogle af jer, jeg kunne se, I stod og vinkede og lavede kysttegn. Og nu sidder jeg inde i Kunsthal Aarhus og taler til jer. Jeg ved ikke, I kan sikkert godt alle huske Vridsløse Lille Fangeflugten. Jeg kan huske, at jeg var ikke særlig gammel, da det skete, da han må have været 11 år gammel eller sådan noget i 95, da gummigeden brassede ind i muren i statsfængslet og lavede et 13 meter stort hul. Jeg kan bare huske, hvor vildt det var, sådan, og alle havde sympati med de fanger, der løb ud, de 13 fanger, der flygtede. Og ja, som Sasha lige sagde, at Lars Hitchison Hansen, der åbenbart var hjernen bag flugten, han var i hvert fald også fri et stykke tid efter. Jeg tror, det var 9, de aldrig fangede igen. Men skal vi ikke bare, jeg tror, vi skal spille et stykke lydoptagelserne fra flugten. We're going to play sounds from the... Yeah, yeah, okay. You can do that now.
Yeah. Johanna, thank you, Johanna, and thank you, Louise. You're so great. Okay, and now comes a song, Safer in the Forest, love song for poor. Yeah.
Thinking of exile, I've been thinking airport there, out near the edge of town. I've been thinking too much of you. Settled in that still forest-like, another phantom or another shadow cast. By choice, a noiseless chorus blows through the leaves and trees and brings a peace at last. From a place where the song kept changing just when he was starting to.
Yeah, hello, welcome back. and this is something for thinking, or think about it. There's a German law explicit for prisoners, which say breaking out of prison is not breaking law. It means that the need for freedom in the human being is bigger than the pressure of adjustment. What do you think how it is in Denmark? And after this, Luise tells a story and we listen.
Yes. Faktisk så lavede jeg den her historie til, til en radioudsendelse i Tyskland, som handlede om magt. Så historien der bliver altså på engelsk. Det håber jeg er okay. I had been... There's a lot of feedback when I talk. I just have to turn this. Cool. I had been researching for months on different characteristics of the races, and I was convinced that this specific type of dog would be ideal for my lifestyle. Calm, intelligent, not too energetic, easygoing, and not too big. I've always wanted to have a dog, and now that I was without a job, it just seemed perfect when I found her on a website forum. The former owner had written that the dog needed a lot of love and attention and would do anything to please you. She was already trained by the former owners, healthy and a beauty of her kind. The only disadvantage was that I had no clue what she had gone through before I got her. She had been living with two different families before I got her. When I called the seller, she didn't seem to want to answer, or he didn't seem to want to answer what his reason was for selling her. I picked her up together with my sister. We were both really excited when we were on our way to pick her up on the farm where she was then living. When we knocked the door, we could hear a dog barking, and I knew by instinct that it was her. The door was opened, and the dog slipped out and immediately started to check us out. She smelled our legs and our knees, and I bent down to greet her. But she yielded my hand and moved quickly away from me and looked at me, staring me into my eyes. She seemed really skeptical, a bit shy, but not really aggressive. I wasn't afraid she would attack me, but these eyes just told me that she wanted to keep a distance. I was a little bit disappointed. I had hoped from the big love at first sight from both parts. I guess my sister could feel this, and therefore she started leading the conversation with the owner when I was trying to win the trust of the dog. Honestly, I was really terrified. I knew that I wanted the dog so much, but having a dog is a great responsibility, and you don't just get rid of a dog if you can't handle it. But I decided to say yes, and we left with the small dog on our side. As soon as she was in the car with me, lying on my lap, she calmed down and squeezed her nose under my arm and fell asleep. I felt an enormous love for the small creature, and when we came back to my place, the small dog immediately started inspecting the flat with her nose, from corner to corner. It was such a great feeling to have a living creature running around in the living room. I hoped that having a dog would change my life. When my sister left the flat, I was alone with the dog. I was tired after the long day. A new life was going to start. I poured myself a glass of wine and sat down on the couch. The dog was sitting on the carpet right in front of me and stared at me. I patted the sofa. Come, jump up. Jump up here. But the dog didn't react. Come, you want to lie here? The dog just kept staring at me. No, all right then. The dog kept staring. What do you want? I asked her. I stood up and went to the door. Maybe she needed to go out. I opened the door, but the dog was still sitting there. She was just looking at me. Didn't move an inch. Okay, then I went to the fridge. Maybe she was hungry. I fetched out a piece of sausage and waved it in front of her nose. But there was no response. Okay, then I eat it. And then I ate the sausage. I picked up a ball and tried to wake her attention with that. But still no reactions. She was just sitting there, staring at me. Maybe she was tired like me. It must be exhausting for a dog to change her home. But she didn't try to sleep or anything. The bed was there, but she was just sitting, staring at me. I tried to ignore her. Found a book and started reading. I read half a page, but I just kept losing my concentration because I knew the dog was still just watching me. The dark eyes that looked so cute just an hour ago when my sister was still there now looked right through me and made my blood turn cold. What did she want? What do you want? I shouted at her. Okay, maybe she really just needed to go for a walk. She couldn't be hungry. I'd placed a bowl of food next to the new dog bed so she could help herself if she was hungry. Maybe she really just needed some fresh air. Yeah, we would go for a walk. I put on my jacket and my shoes. Come, you want to go out? You want to go out? Still no reaction. The dog was still just sitting there on the carpet in the middle of the living room staring at me. I called her name. Come, let's go out. The dog just wouldn't react. What's wrong with this dog? I shouted. I went to her and started pulling her collar. But she stubbornly tried to stay in place. But as I pulled harder, she gave in. Finally, I shouted, frustrated. Now the dog walked in the direction of the open door and slipped out the door. Then I realized that I'd forgot to put on the leash. I had no idea if she would just run away. I hurried outside and I called her. Oh, but she was just 2 meters away from me, sniffing something in the bushes. I called her name again louder, but she simply ignored me. One of the new neighbors appeared, and then I stopped calling the dog. I've always thought that the dog owners who didn't know how to control their dogs were so ridiculous, and now I was standing there at 9 o'clock in the evening, not able to get any reaction of what was supposed to be my dog. When the neighbor disappeared into the building, I walked in the direction of the dog again. I remember reading that you need to always talk friendly to your dog, so it knows that you are friendly and you don't want to hurt it. Only raise your voice at the moment the dog does something it's not supposed to do. So I started repeating, "Good dog, yeah, good dog, good dog." I crouched down at the side of the dog that was still analyzing something in the bushes. I reached out for the collar to put on the leash, but as soon as my hand came close, she turned her head and snapped at my fingers. I screamed and fell back on the pavement. I quickly stood up, baffled, brushed off my ass, and hoped none of the neighbors had seen this incident. I went inside and picked up some more sausage in the fridge. "Okay, we'll walk without a leash then. Come here, come here. Oh, yeah, fine dog, good dog. Yeah, good dog." The dog looked at me and went in my direction, but she passed me and continued down the road. "Hey, dog." It walked away from me in a slow speed, and I followed her. She stopped at some point to smell some garbage on the sidewalk, and I stopped too. She continued down the street, and I followed her. I felt a little bit calmer now that we were actually walking, kind of normal. At the crossroads, the dog just crossed the street. Fortunately, no cars were coming, so I forced myself to keep calm. But how would I get her to come back with me? I tried calling her again, waving the sausage in front of her, the sausage that I just picked up from the fridge. And now she finally reacted. I got the attention from the dog. I threw down the sausage, and the dog ate it slowly. I crouched down in an attempt to put on the leash again, but she moved away before I managed to succeed. She continued down the road, stopped once in a while to smell something, and I followed her like this for half an hour until we were quite far away from my place. As the dog turned around the corner, I decided to go back home. I was so tired. The dog continued without noticing me going back, and I went back to my place alone. I really needed some sleep.
Hi, this is Andrew from Kunsthall Aarhus, and I was just outside the prison, and I wanted to play our radio show for the people inside of the prison with the Ghetto Blaster. What is this in Danish with this Ghetto Blaster thing?
What is it called? It's called the Ghetto Blaster.
Ah, the Ghetto Blaster is called a Ghetto Blaster, and it was took away. So I'm sorry. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Cool. Not cool, but cool that you have been there. I don't hear me. Okay, aber there's no headset. Okay. Now, following a shortcut of Angela Davis, and she's a great talkerin about there are some great things about homophobia too, but it's not the same or the title today. She's a great talkerin about the global prison industrial complex. She was organized by Black Panthers and many other groups, and now she works in many fields of critical theory. And so, listen, it's really interesting.
Industrial complex, the global complex. It's become global. It's not just about California. It's not just about the U.S. It's about the entire world. The U.S. has offered to the world the solution to problems of poverty and illiteracy and mentalness.
No, Lisa, check it out. Check it out.
Now, everyone, of course, is familiar with the term prison industrial complex. The global prison industrial complex. It's become global. It's not just about California. It's not just about the U.S. It's about the entire world. The U.S. has offered to the world the solution to problems of poverty and illiteracy and mental illness. The U.S. has offered the prison as that solution. And of course, it relies on racism and gender discrimination. Women in general, according to the Pew Report, are one in 335. That is to say, one in 335 women in this country is behind bars. But one in 100 black women is behind bars. Now, I said I had just come back from Hawaii. It was really beautiful there. Mm-hmm. I was on Hilo, and I had been asked to speak there on race, gender, politics, and prison. And because of the reliance of Hawaii, the state of Hawaii on, I don't know whether I should call it a state, because there's still people struggling for sovereignty and challenging the colonization of Hawaii. But Hawaii relies more than any other state on private prisons, on privatization. And of course, the privatization, this juggernaut of privatization, which is the core of neoliberalism. We can't talk about what has happened in the prison system in California or the country or the world without talking about global capitalism. Since the 1980s, systems of punishment have been transformed all over the world. And at the same time, social services have been dismantled. Social services provided by government have been dismantled, and increasingly private contractors receive those funds that used to go for social services. Now, if you talk about the privatization of imprisonment, I should say, I don't think government is necessarily better at imprisoning people, but I do want us to think about the implications of government withdrawing from education and healthcare and housing subsidies and recreation all over the world, oftentimes as a requirement of loans, oftentimes as a direct requirement of the loans that countries receive from the IMF or the World Bank.
Hello?
Okay. Now there comes the sound of smashing a TV, and after this I tell you another thing. And let's start with smashing a TV.
All right. So I'm going to try smashing this TV while it's plugged in, and I want to see what happens. Safety first, glasses on, and watch out, Shaggy. Yeah. Oh, man. Yep, doesn't do anything when it's plugged in.
And then the next one. Okay, no. And I'm on air? Yeah. Okay. Oh, this sounds really great. Oh, thank you. And now it's for me time to break out from the white cube, because it's like prison too. And come to prison and will be loud and will have a look to you. And after this, I tell the people outside what I have seen. I think I know what I see, but I will come, ne? With Solidarske Hilsner. And while this, we hear a song. It's a German hip hop track. Wir wollen es zurück. It means, so we take it back, our life.
Yeah, Sasha is now going. Jeg siger det lige på dansk. Sasha løber nu ud af Kunsthal Aarhus og går hen og taler til jer over murene i stedet for over radio. Så gå hen til jeres vinduer og vink til ham. Og nu spiller vi lige noget musik.
Scheißegal, ihr haltet uns nicht auf, wir haben keine Wahl. Ihr setzt uns unter Druck, jetzt wird zurückgezahlt. Wir geben keinen Fick, jetzt ist unsere Zeit. Zerstören das System, bevor es uns zerstört. Weil unser Leben kein außer uns gehört. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück.
Sag mir bitte, wer bestimmt über dein Leben, wo du wohnst, wer du bist, wen du triffst, wen du fickst. Bist das wirklich du selber oder sind es doch die Medien? Deine Eltern, deine Freunde, dein Vermieter, deine Herkunft. Jetzt erzähl mir, man lebt hier wirklich frei. Wenn du das wirklich meinst, tust du mir wirklich leid. Ja, wir sind alles Individuen und trotzdem seh ich einheitsfrei. Und trotz der Meinungsfreiheit sind die meisten leider meinungsfrei. Und ich schreibe Zeile für Zeile, weil ich leider außer Rap nichts habe, wo ich mich frei fühle, um weiterhin zu zeigen. Verdammt, ich bin nicht wie jeder. Ich bin nicht so ersetzbar wie ein Interimstrainer. Ich weiß, zu viel Alter kann ich innerlich töten. Aber immer wenn ich rappe, spür ich bin noch am Leben. Yeah.
Wir machen unser Ding, ihr seid uns scheißegal. Ihr haltet uns nicht auf, wir haben keine Wahl. Ihr setzt uns unter Druck, jetzt wird zurückgezahlt. Wir geben keinen Fick, jetzt ist unsere Zeit. Zerstören das System, bevor es uns zerstört. Weil unser Leben kein außer uns gehört. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück.
Es ist okay, nicht zu lachen, denn die Welt ist ein Scheißwitz und unser Leben konstruiert wie am Reißbrett. Wir lernen unsere Scheißrollen schon als Kleinkind. Wir sind männlich oder weiblich, schwarz oder weiß sind, Leid oder Feindbild, vergeben oder freiwillig, leiblich oder Heimkind, Macker oder Feigling. Unser Wert richtet sich nach dem, was wir leisten, wozu wir bereit sind und nach dem nötigen Kleingeld. Ich bin verzweifelt, was für eine Scheißwelt. Scheißdreck, Mic check, fight back. Beweist endlich Weitsicht und bildet Wand. Ab jetzt heißt bewegen anstatt stillgestanden. Für ein Leben unbeschwert wie in den Kindertagen.
Quiere el sistema que los míos paguen.
Keine Niederlage, das wird ein Erdrutsch liegen. Denn wir holen uns endlich unser Leben zurück. Bang!
Rakata, takata, se consta onela. La vie se parla, le système là-bas. Pour la vie je me bats, à coup de daba. Liberté pour toi, pourquoi tout ça? Résistance, mon gars, va. Envoie-moi tes soldats, je les écrase, on verra, hey.
Comme ma clave, madame, hier, qui est fait sa pompe, ma lame, ha 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 ha.
Je marche, je clap,
verkackt, sie gesagt, wie gefragt. Die Big Politik, Symmetrie, die Plastik, der Rassist, qui nous nie. La foule roule, avec le système, le bâton coule. C'est ça le problème, naïf et aveugle. Sarkozy ou Le Pen, récupérant notre vie. Rampant ces maudites chaînes, radical high pour la vie, pour du sang libre dans nos veines. Wir machen unser Ding, ihr seid uns scheißegal. Ihr haltet uns nicht auf, wir haben keine Wahl. Ihr setzt uns unter Druck, jetzt wird zurückgezahlt. Wir geben keinen Fick, jetzt ist unsere Zeit. Zerstören das System, bevor es uns zerstört. Weil unser Leben kein außer uns gehört. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück.
Condamnés dans ce système qui nous exploite, jour pour jour esclaves de la société, de la soi-disant liberté. Mais on dit non à la dictature capitaliste, à l'exploitation de la vie humaine et animale pour la décadence de quelques camps au pouvoir. Ouais putain, on appelle à la révolution sociale. Mes frères et sœurs, poignées en l'air, on va pas se laisser faire.
Excision.
Okay, hello people inside. I'm not sure if you can hear us again, but we have been outside and there have been waving people, but when we went on the other side...
On the entry?
On the entry, there we heard a... and a camera look... what are you looking at? A camera looks at us, and then we go. Then we went back, and the camera following us. And now I think it was a great show. And thank you for hearing. I hope you can hear us. And so now 5 minutes sounds. And nice to meet you. And send.
Yeah, nice
send,
to meet you.
Yeah, and send. Briefe.
Post?
Post!
Letters?
Letters! Thank you, Andrew, and I love you also. Yeah!
Nach dem, was wir leisten, wozu wir bereit sind und nach dem nötigen Kleingeld, ich bin verzweifelt. Was für eine Scheißwelt, Scheißdreck, Mic check, fight back. Du weißt endlich Weitsicht und bildet Wolken. Ab jetzt heißt bewegen anstatt stillgestanden. Für ein Leben unbeschwert wie in den Kindertagen.
Quiere el sistema que los míos paguen.
Keine Niederlagen, das wird ein Erdrutschstieg. Denn wir holen uns endlich unser Leben zurück. Bam!
Rakata, takata, se comsa onela. La vie se parla, le système là-bas. Pour la vie, je me bats, à coup de daba. Liberté pour toi. Pourquoi tout ça? Résistance, mon gars, va. Envoie-moi tes soldats, je les écrase, on verra.
Oh, comme ma grappe, pas comme dire, qu'il fait sa pompe, ma lava.
Qu'il marque, qu'il claque, ou qu'il arte, qu'il bagage, qu'il est sac, qu'il est frac. Des vies politiques, symétriques et plastiques, des racistes qui nous nient. La foule roule, avec le système, le bateau coule. C'est ça le problème, naïf et aveugle. Sarkozy ou Le Pen récupérant notre vie. Remporte ce maudit chain, ready kill high. Pour la vie, pour du sang libre dans nos veines.
Wir machen unser Ding, ihr seid uns scheißegal. Ihr haltet uns nicht auf, wir haben keine Wahl. Ihr setzt uns unter Druck, jetzt wird zurückgezahlt. Wir geben keinen Fick, jetzt ist unsere Zeit. Zerstören das System, bevor es uns zerstört. Weil unser Leben kein außer uns gehört. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück. Wir holen es uns zurück, wir holen es uns zurück.
Dans ce système qui nous exploite, jour pour jour, esclaves de la société, de la soi-disant liberté. Mais on dit non à la dictature capitaliste, à l'exploitation de la vie humaine et animale pour la décadence des quelques camps au pouvoir. Ouais, putain, on appelle à la révolution sociale. Mes frères et sœurs, poignées en l'air, on va pas se laisser faire.
Thank you.
Yes, og det var vores radio til folk, der sidder i Aarhus Arresthus.